call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
Kia ora, Rachel. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I am just in awe, almost, of the never-ending saga of Barnaby Joyce.
Yeah, we kind of thought we'd seen the back of him.
Didn't we? Me and Nicole talked about it so many times, and every time we're like, no, this is surely the end.
Yeah, absolutely. As well as he seemed to be saying that. He was definitely saying, you know, I need some privacy after he stepped down from his position as Deputy Prime Minister after having an affair with one of his staffers. But this week, him and his partner, Vicky Campion, have filmed a tell-all interview with one of our major television networks. And
this is so private, isn't it?
He has received $150,000 to do it.
Ooh, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think it's trying to boost his salary now that he's not in government?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's still a backbencher, so he's still in quite a bit of... He's still earning quite a bit, and he would have, I guess, a pension to go with it as well. But some are saying that it may be a sign that he's planning on leaving politics soon, and he's trying to basically earn as much money from his position as he can before he does that. He's saying that it's his partner's fault, which is something that he's done before. He's basically saying that it was her decision to take the money and that, you know, he didn't have control of it or it wasn't his call. But as the politician, I think it really was.
How's the reaction from the public?
Well, the public's not particularly happy. I think journalists are probably having a bit of fun with it because they always like to sort of have a nice, easy story for the week. But I think generally politicians within his own party and definitely outside the parties have basically just said that they're really not happy with it and they don't think that that's the real ethical conduct of a politician.
Oh, absolutely. And speaking of ethical conduct, Victorian police have been seen to falsify 250,000 roadside breath tests.
Yeah, this was sort of announced yesterday that, a report by the Traffic Accident Commission's found that they've been falsifying breath tests.
Was it known how it emerged, how this information was found out?
Well, I think they were, they found anomalies in how quickly between breath tests or how quickly breath tests were being taken in succession, and it was several tests would be taken in rapid succession, which doesn't make any sense if you're sort of out on the highway pulling people over. And so they've figured that what's likely happened is the police officers themselves have been blowing into the breathalyzers or just putting a finger over the straw and tricking the system into thinking that it's taking a test.
That's terrible, isn't it? And it's thought it was likely done to exaggerate productivity.
Yeah, and that probably points to a bit of an issue with a lot of the things that Australian police are asked to do, is that they're given quotas, which sometimes aren't necessarily really a good representation of what they can do.
Right.
So if they're told to do at least 50 or at least 100 breath tests on a single shift while also dealing with other crime, they could have reached a point where they're just like, well, we're not going to be able to do this, so we'll just fake it and see whether anybody finds out.
It's also a Reconciliation Week in Australia this week.
Yeah, so this is a sort of, it's a week that we have every year, which is a recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture. And it's also a week where we try and have a bit more discussion about how to, I guess, reconcile our past.
What's the theme this year?
Current issues.
What's the theme of the week this year?
Well, this year the themes don't keep history a mystery, which is basically based on the idea that about one in three Australians either don't know a lot of the horrible things that have been done to our Indigenous people in the past, or they just reject it as false information.
Wow. And how is it going to be celebrated or commemorated?
Well, there's sort of, I guess, councils have done things all around the country. There's a lot of talk in the media about it, and there's a lot of artworks and traditional ceremonies. For me, the biggest thing that I tend to see Every Reconciliation Week is the Australian Football League's Indigenous Round, right, which is perhaps one of the biggest sort of celebrations that the AFL does every year, because they have about 10% of their players are Indigenous, so they try and celebrate it as much as possible.
Oh, very cool. Oh, well, I wish you a happy Reconciliation Week in Australia. Thank you so much for joining us, Rachel, and we'll chat to you again next week.
All right, see ya.
See ya.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.